This is the award-winning Speak Your Peace with Darren Dudrick on 1400 AM, 96.7 FM KODI, and 1140 AM KZMQ.
Welcome, everyone. Thanks for tuning in today. I'm Darren Dudrick. If you have a comment or a question, you may call us at 587-1400 or 1-866-833-4400. Speak Your Peace is brought to you by Tim Mayhew of Level 4 Wealth Management in downtown Cody. Call today for a no-cost, no-obligation consultation, 586-2700. Also brought to you in part by First Bank of Wyoming, your home lending partner in town. Mountain High Health Foods, for health foods, vitamins, herbs, books, anything for healthy living. Stop by Mountain High Health Foods, top of the hill in Cody, and Wyoming Home and Ranch. They have a great selection of dog food, home decor, and the best lawn and garden section in town. Stop into Wyoming Home and Ranch on Bighorn Avenue in Cody for tools, products, and expert advice for all your projects. Once again, the phone number is 587-1400 or 1-866-833-4400. When calling U.S. callers, please tell us your first and last name. We limit callers to one call per show. Today's guest on Speak Your Peace, well, we have a lot of people to get to. We're going to get to Cody School Superintendent Ray Schulte here in just a bit. But before we do that, we're going to get an update about Wapiti School, which would be kind of fun. We have six students here along with a teacher, the principal, and we're going to talk about what's going on at Wapiti School. And right on the mic right now in the studio, I have a third through fifth grade teacher, Jessica Bonhart, along with third grader Nia Broussard and fifth grader Gabby Sanchez. How are you guys doing today?
Good.
Good. Thanks for coming in today. Ray likes to set these up. We get the schools in to give us an update of what's happening. I know a lot of people want to know what's going on at Wapiti School. You guys are pretty busy, and it sounds like, Jessica, that you brought with us today with us. We got the entire third, fourth, and fifth grade classes, right?
We do. We're excited to have all of our third through fifth grade students here today.
So there's six of them total.
Six third through fifth grade
students. Wow, okay. That's very, and you guys are doing a lot of stuff. Always something going on in Wapiti. What can you tell us? How many kids do you have in the school this year? Do you know count wise?
We have 12 students.
12 total. Kids. Okay, and that's K through eight.
K through fifth.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, that's right. Because after they get to fifth, they go to the middle school. So is that up or down, or is that pretty much what you normally have count wise?
It's consistent through the last few years. We've had higher numbers before as well.
But okay, for the most part, it's pretty consistent then, huh? So what can you tell us? Anything exciting going on? You're a couple months into school now. We're getting closer to Thanksgiving. You guys excited about Thanksgiving?
Yes.
Yes. Well, that's a good thing. We're always excited to eat food and pie and turkey and don't have to go to school. That's always a good thing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I got them thinking about Thanksgiving now. So what's happening at Wapiti School, Jessica? What can you tell us?
We have some really exciting things going on this year at Wapiti. We are basing all our research this year on great horned owls. And
so this is a research project you guys do, and why did you choose the great horned owl? Do one of the kids want to tell me why you chose the great horned owl? I know nothing about the great horned owl, so maybe you could tell me. Why'd you choose it?
Because we have great horned owls nesting outside our school.
They're hanging out by the school then, huh?
Yes.
So what grades are these owls in? Can you tell me, Nia? Are they first, second, third graders, or are they older than that? What do you think?
Older
than that. Okay. So you got them hanging out by the school. So you decided because they hang out at the school, this may be a good research project.
Yes.
Okay. And so what is that going to entail?
They return every year to nest there, and we are putting in a webcam this year.
A webcam?
Yes.
Wow.
And we are going to make it so that other schools in the district can connect to this webcam.
So what's the idea is to kind of watch just their patterns on when they come to the nest and so forth, the things they do. Is that the whole, is this kind of study them that way?
Yes.
Okay. Where do you put the webcam at? Is it in a secret location, or do you guys have a specific place you put that? You haven't put it yet, or you still?
No, okay. We have not put it yet. Okay. It'll be in the tree. Yes, right above their nest.
So, Nia, are you going to climb the tree and put the camera up there? No. See, I wouldn't either. I'd probably fall down, so that's probably a smart thing. So what else is going on?
We also this year, well, we have taken some trips already to learn about the owls. And so when you asked what grade they would be in, it made me think about one of my students had a great question. Why are owls given the reputation of being wise? So Gabby, do you remember why that was?
Yes, because they look wise. They have big eyes, and like other birds with eyes on the side of their head don't look very smart, mm-hmm. but they are really smart. owls are not very smart.
Now, I sure hope there's another bird listening. You just said there's the birds are. Well, if we have some to fly in the window there, we can explain what they. I think they all can understand that the wise old owl, is that what they call it, the wise old owl? Yeah. So they have big eyes and they're smart birds then, huh?
And their faces look similar to who?
Uh-oh.
Humans.
Oh, okay, interesting. Nice, okay.
Yeah, and we're really excited to base our research off that and get the webcam going. Another exciting item on our agenda this year is our culinary arts program.
Okay, well, we got another new student on the mic. What's your name?
Ingrid.
Ingrid, this is Ingrid Anderson. You're a fourth grader, right, Ingrid?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what do you think about this? Well, you mentioned the culinary art project. Well, first, I'm going to ask you about the owl first. What do you think about the Great Horn Owl Project? Are you excited about that?
Yeah.
Okay. Anything that you plan on learning about the owl you don't know already? Anything?
I don't know.
You're going to wait and see, huh?
Yeah.
But you're optimistic you're going to learn something.
Yeah.
Okay, as long as you're optimistic. And who do we have on the mic here with now? Who's it? What's your name?
I'm Callie Christensen.
And you are a fourth grader as well, right?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about the owl research project?
Well, I really love owls, and I'm kind of excited to learn about them. I'm very excited, actually, not kind of.
They're kind of fascinating, aren't they?
Yeah.
They're not like your typical bird. They kind of sit, and it seems like they sit a lot, and they're focusing on something, and they go and swipe down, get their prey kind of thing, right? Is that?
Yep. That's why they're called birds of prey, because they swoop down and get their prey.
Very nice. Very nice. Now you mentioned, Jessica, there about this culinary arts program. What is that all about? How did that come to be?
Well, we have a great environment at Wapiti that lends itself to all sorts of projects and just small group learning. And we have a new staff member this year, Mrs. Clarkson, and she has some culinary experience, and we thought what a great way to get our students involved with some of the events we put on for our community by having them make food for the community.
You guys excited to make food? You can do the actual cooking?
Yeah.
That's the plan. Really? Okay. What's your favorite food? What can you cook? Let's go that way. Right. What can you cook, Ingrid? Anything?
Breakfast.
Breakfast? Like cereal, right? Put it in the bowl? That's what I can cook. I can cook that really well.
Like pancakes and stuff.
Pancakes?
And
wow.
Waffles.
So you know what? No, by saying this stuff, you're going to have to cook pancakes and waffles now. So you kind of set yourself up for that. And what about you, Kelly? What do you...
I can cook rice cakes, which is pretty much butter and eggs and rice. And I can also cook regular eggs.
So you could do sunny side up, scrambled eggs, anything. So you could have like a menu, and then you could just cook the eggs any way somebody likes it, right?
Yeah.
Wow. So this culinary thing, Jessica, so you're going to do different things for the community. What kind of stuff do you have planned to do with those?
Well, our first project this year is the students will be baking some desserts for our Thanksgiving feast that we have coming up.
Okay, and that's coming up, and that's what? Is that this week or next week?
It's Thursday.
Okay, and that's by invitation only, right? You're saying?
Yes, it's an invite to our community members and our school board and people who have helped support our school over the years.
Okay, all right. So what is entailed in this whole? Is it your typical Thanksgiving dinner kind of thing?
Yeah, we have... we try to do a traditional feast, and this year, though, we are doing something different where the kids will be creating the desserts for the guests.
So we have a new student on the mic. What's your name?
Oren Kuchar.
You're Oren Kuchar. Okay, good. So, Oren, what are you going to help cook for some of these dinners?
Yes.
What are you going to cook?
A pie and pumpkin rolls.
Pie and pumpkin grills?
Rolls.
Okay. That made a little more. Okay, pumpkin rolls. So you're going to, what kind of pie are you going to make?
I don't know.
You don't know. You're still deciding, right? It's going to be a surprise.
Today will actually be the day that they work on that.
Ah, so. You're actually doing that today. Okay. And now we have on the, your name is?
Bowden,
okay. Now, Bowden, what about you for cooking? What's your specialty in the kitchen?
I probably do not know.
You don't know. You're going to kind of just... get in the kitchen, and whatever comes to mind, you're going to do it, right?
Mm.
Probably.
Okay, so you got this feast to prepare for this week, Jessica. What are some other things you're going to be doing, maybe regarding the culinary, you think?
Well, also our K through second grade class will be participating in this as well for Thanksgiving.
Okay.
They're going to make cookies for the Thanksgiving feast. And then in the future, you know, in the spring, we have our spaghetti dinner.
That's a big fundraiser for you guys.
It's our only fundraiser.
Only fundraiser, okay. Mm-hmm. And that's coming up in the spring, okay.
So we'd like to have the students help make the food for that as well. And one day a month, our students will be making their own lunches.
Their own lunch? Well, that's kind of cool. Any idea, Orin, what you might be making for your lunch? What's your favorite lunch? You got a favorite kind of sandwich? You like hamburgers, hot dogs, or like a bologna sandwich?
Bologna
sandwich. Well, that's you're a simple guy. I like that. How about you, Bowden? What's your favorite kind of sandwich?
Probably peanut butter and jelly.
Oh, well, there's the PB&J. Very nice. So I guess the whole goal to something like this, Jessica, is for the kids to learn somewhat of a lost art. A lot of the kids in school these days don't maybe enter high school, even college, not knowing how to cook.
Right. We're very fortunate to have this opportunity, and it's a great way to tie in some of the mathematics, measurement, and everything like that as well.
Okay. So. Anything else about Wapiti School that you like to publicize? Any upcoming events or anything that you like to maybe the public to know about what you guys do there?
Well, I think today we'd like to give a special thank you to our PT group.
Your parent teachers? Is that what that is? PT?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Bo, if you want to say a little bit about that.
We want to thank the PT group for buying us a rock climbing wall.
A rock climbing wall?
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of rocks to climb out there in Wapiti, so you can practice on this wall, huh?
Yep.
Have you tried it out yet, Orin?
No.
Okay. I don't know if I could want to climb a rock climbing wall. But this is kind of part of your physical fitness activity stuff, right?
Yes. And after the winter we had last year, it's just a great way to get the kids, if we do have to have indoor recess, there's an activity for them to participate in that's helping them learn skills that will help them. Rock climbing is very popular around here, and it's something that they could possibly do lifelong. So
yeah, being in Wapiti, it's probably one of the things go hand in hand, I guess. One of the activities that you guys need to learn, and it's kind of handy and so forth. Now, is there anything about Wapiti School that you guys, either you two on the mic now, that's interesting that maybe the listeners here in Cody don't know about Wapiti School? Anything? What do you like about school? What's your favorite aspect of school?
I don't really know.
You don't really know. You like everything about school, right?
Probably.
Well, I almost got a yes, I do. Well, how about you? What's your favorite thing about school?
Recess.
Oh, recess. You're my kind. Recess. You got to love recess. No, can you do the rock climbing wall at recess if you want?
No.
It's not installed yet.
It's not installed yet. Okay.
So if it does come to where we have indoor recess due to weather or something, it will be something they're able to do. It just was delivered on Friday.
Wow. So it's fresh. That's breaking news then. Walk climbing, we're all at Wapiti. When do you plan on installing the webcam for the Great Horn Owl Research Project? Anytime?
It's in the works.
It's in the works. Yes. And you said the other schools are going to be connected with it as well.
Yes. We'll create a website.
You guys have to come back and tell me about your research project. You think you might want to do that?
Maybe.
Well,
probably yes.
Okay, probably yes. Well, anything else? Anybody else want to have to? We got the two kids on the mic. We got four standing up. Anybody else want to say anything else before we go to a commercial break? Any famous last words from anyone of you guys? No? You guys did a great job, by the way. And always something exciting happened in the Wapiti School. It's great to have you guys. Thanks so much for bringing everybody in, Jessica, and so, appreciate it.
Thank you. This
thank you guys
great.
For coming on the mic. You guys did a great job. All right? Have a great rest of the school year. Okay? All right. We're going to take
thanks
a...
So much.
You're welcome. We're going to take a quick break on Speaker Peace. We'll be back for more. If you'd like to join the conversation, give us a call, 587-1400.
Views and or opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily the views and or opinions of this station or its advertisers.
This is Marty from Mountain High Health Foods inviting you to join us this Saturday for our holiday open house. Sample foods, register to win gift certificates, enjoy specials, and browse through new arrivals. Everything from vitamins to health foods to our new boutique, filled with mittens, scarves, ponchos, leggings, and more. The Holiday Open House, Saturday, 9:30 to 5 at Mountain High Health Foods, top of the hill in Cody. Your healthy holiday helpers.
A new, healthier, happier smile may be closer than you think, and it's definitely worth a visit to Billings Oral Surgery in Cody to find out more. Dental implants look, feel, and function like natural teeth. Soon after treatment, you will be able to eat the foods you love and smile with confidence. World-class dental care, close to home. Billings Oral Surgery on Bighorn Avenue in Cody. For a consultation, call 587-5451. We'd love to see you smile.
There's fun for the whole family at the annual Cody Lions Club Turkey Shoot, Saturday, November 18th. Games abound for the entire family with shooting events for the more skilled and easy games for the little ones. More than 1,300 turkeys and 1,500 game hens will be given away. Enjoy free rides in Old Yeller, warm up with hot chocolate, and treat yourself to a hamburger or hot dog. The Cody Lions Club Turkey Day, Saturday on the corner of 13th and Beck Avenue.
This year, plan something different for your holiday party. This is Chef DeWitt from Monster Lake Ranch, and we can host anywhere from 10 to 200 people. The food, the decor, and the scenery make it a truly great party. We'll also be serving a special Christmas Eve dinner, and you can join us any Thursday, Friday, or Saturday night from 5 to 9. Our menu is always changing and always delicious. Call today to learn more. Monster Lake Ranch, 10 minutes south of Cody, 587-5960.
Break out that grill with the highest quality locally raised meat from Wyoming Legacy Meats. Their state-of-the-art USDA processing facility guarantees a wide selection of all-natural beef, steak, and pork. All Wyoming Legacy Meat products carry the seal of safety, freshness, and a rich deliciousness. They specialize in customizing your order by cutting and packaging your meat just the way you like it. From our family ranches to your family's table, get a taste of Wyoming. Wyoming Legacy Meats, 74 Road 2AB, Cody, Wyoming.
WeatherShield brand is a complete line of premium quality windows and doors. From all wood, vinyl, aluminum, or fiberglass, there is a series that fits your home's unique style and function. WeatherShield windows and doors offer the greatest design flexibility due to custom shape capabilities. An expansive offering of options, including traditional, modern, and contemporary, are available to create the look you desire. Wyoming Windows and Cabinets can help you find the exquisite style and options that make all the difference. Stop by the showroom at 2206 Sheridan Avenue or call 587-0717 for your estimate today.
Staples knows you can't afford to have your business slow down over the holidays. New customers aren't delivered down your chimney. You won't find new accounts in your stocking. No, just because it's the holidays doesn't mean you can stop marketing your company. So promote your business with eye-catching print materials, like presentations, brochures, postcards, and promotional products from Staples. And now save 20% off print and marketing services orders of $50 or more. Sounds like you got at least one thing on your holiday list. Staples. It's pro time. Exclusions apply. Ends 12-2-17.
We are ready. The entire Ulta Beauty store is glistening from top to bottom, aisle upon aisle of dazzling gifts, with color, shimmer, and beauty deals everywhere. Your best Black Friday is here. Rush to Ulta Beauty for the hottest beauty busters, only available on Black Friday. There's only one place with amazing gifts like Philosophy bath gels for under $15, and holiday-ready gifts like the Tarte Eye and Cheek Set and the Best of Clinique Set for 50% off. Hurry in to bring the beauty all season long. These deals won't last. Ulta Beauty. All things beauty, all in one place.
We are back on Speak Your Peace. Thanks for staying with us. I'm Darren Dudrick. Today I'm visiting with Ray Schulte, Cody School Superintendent. If you'd like to join the conversation, give us a call, 587-1400. However, the first segment, we had six kids from Wapiti School along with third through fifth grade teacher Jessica Barnhart give us an update on Wapiti School. And, you know, it's always fun to get the kids in here, get them on the mic, and let them tell us what they think about school. And it's always fun to get Wapiti and Valley when they come up, because a lot of people in Cody, you know, we got Sunset, Livingston, and Eastside here, but we don't get a whole lot of information what they're doing in Wapiti and Valley. So it's nice to get them here to talk. It's a lot of fun.
It is, Darren, and they have an opportunity to do some pretty unique projects out there at both the schools. And we did have a little open house up at Valley a couple months ago. It's already been a couple months. We put a small addition onto that school. Just an absolutely tremendous view. I mean, it has a million-dollar view at the school with that new addition. And it made some space for students to really do some things. And of course, like the students at Wapiti are talking about incorporating the fact that they have owls roosting outside their school.
Yeah.
They build that into the science project and take advantage of that opportunity. And so great for them. And yeah, they put on quite a Thanksgiving feast every year, so that's a lot of fun. Students have a good time with it. And they turn it into a learning project. So, you know, if you haven't been there for that, you're able to see that. So the students are learning maybe a great deal more than they would. It beats doing worksheets. How's that?
Oh, so, well, that's for sure. Certainly.
No, and they make it a learning opportunity. It's not just an activity. It's a learning activity, and so that's it's great that they're able to do that. And students, of course, they just have that opportunity to do that with small number of students. So
before we dive into the school, the agenda, the school board meeting, and so forth, but I wanted to ask you about the Cody Bronx football team and a state championship victory on Friday.
Well, you know, I was able to go to that, or I just chose to go to it, and so I get a kick out of watching our kids play high school football, and so I went down, watched the Bronx play, and they had a tremendous game, obviously. Kids played hard, and they played hard all year. I watched them the first game when Star Valley beat us, and I thought, you know, we could beat Star Valley. I was convinced we could beat. And Star Valley was 16-0 you know, outscored their opponents 10-1 all in the last year and a half. And our kids went over to Star Valley, won that game, played a tremendous game. I watched that. It was streamed on the internet, and I watched it. And so, yeah, I went down and watched the Bronx play on Friday, and just tremendous effort on their part. And they've shown that all year. They just have great effort. That's what I really appreciate. Kids, that the effort, you know, you have the talent you have, but the effort. And we have great talent as well, don't get me wrong. But they played with a lot of heart. So, and that's good. That's what you want to see. That's the purpose of having those extracurricular activities, give those students an opportunity to demonstrate and build those skills, and they obviously did a great job with it. So, yeah.
Well, you know, jumping to this school topics, and one of the big things making headlines and lots of talk is, of course, the potential of having guns in schools with staff carrying firearms. Of course, the school board is not nowhere close to making the decision yet. I mean, but what can you give us as far as an update regarding the guns in schools?
You know, I can tell you, the board had a work session last week, and they spent a couple hours talking about this. So there is a policy that district council created for our district and provided that to the school board a couple months ago. The trustees talked about that. They talked about a revised policy that was presented. And I think the policy is pretty well laid out. It's just a question of which components you want to put in there. We did talk to Scott Kopetke, a school attorney, was on hand, and they talked about some of the points that they sound fairly simple, but they need some work. And one of the things, if the board were to put a policy into place, the question is, would you require people to take some sort of evaluation, you know, mental, psychological evaluation to determine, I guess, to give you some sense of, do you really want this person carrying a weapon on school property? And the board spent quite a little time talking about that. There was some question about these evaluations. Is there even such an evaluation for that purpose, for the purpose of a school employee carrying a weapon? Now, the city of Cody uses an evaluation process for potential law enforcement,
mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
and so they don't necessarily use it to hire or not hire, but they use it as an indicator. And so our school board's talking about that. There's certainly some interest in that. There was a question about, there were lots of questions about that. And so that has not been sorted out yet. And the board, certainly there are some board members that want that sorted out before they go forward with any before they're ready to support any kind of any type of policy that would allow school personnel. There's a question about whether or not volunteers should be included in this, and the legislators put in the statute that this would be available to contract employees, and so there's a real question about what who would make what constitutes a contract employee. Half of our classified people, so custodians, bus drivers, office staff, they're at will employees. They're not under contract, and then volunteers obviously are not under contract, but. As far as writing a policy, it was suggested that the board could put in policy that people are under contract for this purpose only. So I don't think that's an obstacle. It's just something they have to work through. And all of with all of this policy regarding staff carrying weapons, there's just all those kinds of little points you have to work through. And then once that policy is created, then and finalized, then the board still has to vote on, well, do we still want it? Certainly some do, some don't. I know they want the public input. It doesn't sound like December is a time when the board's going to be ready for public input. So it might be January. But I look at this, if people are approved, if it were to happen, whoever volunteers or staff members would have to go through 40 hours of training at least, maybe less, maybe it would be more like 30, but I don't know. I suppose they could pick that up on weekends, but it's more likely that that's something you would do in the summer, but it wouldn't have to be, obviously.
The screening that you mentioned a few minutes ago, that of course, that's obviously in addition to any kind of background check they'd need to go through to get a gun in the first place, if they don't have one.
Correct.
But this would be an additional screen to make sure that they are mentally fit, so for lack of a better term, to carry a firearm.
Yes.
Okay.
And it would be, I guess, background check just pretty much covers whether or not somebody has a criminal record.
Yeah.
And from conversations I've heard over the years in regards to background checks, they tell you if somebody has a criminal record, and it's helpful for a lot of things, but it's certainly not – it doesn't cover as many concerns as one would hope it does. And so the background check just does that as far as I'm aware.
And this would just be an additional screening that they're talking about, the school board.
Yeah, this would be probably talking about somebody that I guess what you want to know, does this person have the right tendencies to react appropriately in a difficult situation? And so, here's one of the questions that came out, Darren. I'm kind of glad you brought it up. In regards to the conversation last week, so the question was, the board's going to survey the staff, mm-hmm. and they really want to know, number one, do the employees, are they in favor of this policy, yes or no? Are they willing to would they be willing to apply for and, if approved, carry a weapon if the policy's in place? I mean, those are two things the board's really been asking about. And so they worked on a survey to send to staff, and it went into a lot more detail than that. And the board kind of thought some board members want all that information. Others think that it confuses the topic a little bit. So they worked it out, and they narrowed it down to three really important questions that they all want to have the answers to. One of the comments that was made, asking staff whether or not they feel safe in school. I think our staff feel safe in school. Now, I wasn't quoted that way in the paper, actually, but I'm just going to say it. I think our staff do feel safe in school. The question was, would you feel safe if there were an armed intruder? Well, I think absolutely nobody who would feel safe in that situation.
It's easy to say it when you're filling out a form, but being in the situation, it's an entirely different scenario.
I think to ask the question, would you feel safe if there was an armed intruder? I don't think anybody has to ask that question. I mean, who would feel safe under those in that situation?
What were the three questions? Do you know what they were by chance?
They want to know what grade level the person works at, whether it's a classroom teacher or custodian or whatever.
Who should care possibly carry?
Well, there. I think the interest is: do we have people interested at elementary level, high school level?
Okay.
If this were approved. They want to know what level the employee works at. They wanted to know if they'd be willing to carry a gun, and they wanted to know if they support the policy, and would they apply to carry a weapon if the policy were approved. So those are the three questions, and I apologize for not
stating that's okay.
Clearly,
that's all right. No.
So the grade level that they work at. Or the school level they work at, whether or not they support the policy and whether or not they would carry if the policy were approved. Because the question is, we could go to all this work. I think board members want to know, do we have people who would be willing to go through the process and get the training and be approved in order to do this? And I'm not sure. We don't know that until the survey is conducted.
Now, if they get a response back where they don't have very many, if any, staff wanting to carry, the board can still pass a plan and have it in place to when they have somebody that's willing to do that, right? I mean, they can still go ahead and do it.
Well, they certainly could. And, that came up. One of the trustees made the comment, and I thought made sense, is said, well, I don't think we approve or not approve a policy based on whether or not people are willing to do it today or not do it today. And I agree. That makes sense. If the board feels like this policy is important and they approve it and they put it into place and nobody steps up and does it goes through the training or whatever the requirements are to carry a weapon. If nobody takes that step, I think you still have the policy there. I guess they could still do that. So whether or not people agree to do it or volunteer to do it, I don't know how much difference that will actually make in the end. It would be beneficial to know that.
Did Powell hit the delay button? As far as you know, they're saying that we're not going to do anything with this until we get staff that says, "Hey, I'll do it." I heard something.
That is what I heard.
Okay,
I believe the
which is an interesting approach to it. But I mean,
I think the board, was asked about it, and they said, "Well, until somebody makes a request, we probably won't deal with it." And I know that soon after they made that statement, somebody requested to discuss it. So they are going to discuss it because that's what they said. Now they're going to discuss it. But I think many of the school districts in the state of Wyoming are waiting to see how Cody sorts it out.
Because
it's taken a
spotlight
tremendous,
on Cody.
Tremendous amount of time. And I kind of feel bad for the board members because they've spent hours and hours on it, and they're having to blaze a trail for everybody else because it's not simple. Obviously, it shouldn't be. It's a very complex issue. You could argue both sides of this issue till the cows come home, and probably that's what we'll end up doing.
Well, I was telling you before the segment, Ray, there's an awful lot of pressure on the school board members. And I mean, maybe more than any issue they have faced or will face. When you're dealing with an issue like guns, where there's so many passionate views on each side, and not only that, you got the safety of the kids in your hands pretty much, because if you delay something or if you decide to vote no on something, and some, God forbid, something happens. It's just, there's just an awful lot of pressure. And plus the people around the state watching Cody to see what they do. It's just a real lot of pressure on the school board.
There is a lot of pressure. And it's a tough, it's such a complicated.
You just can't say we'll do it and then do it because there's no avenues.
No, and it's not simple to say that you're just not going
to
do it.
That's absolutely right.
You could take that approach, I guess. You could say, no, we're not going to do it. And that's that. But, you know, school safety, school security, I don't know. How do you do that? There's lots of opinions, lots of ideas on how to do that correctly. It's kind of like parenting, you know. There's lots of ways to do it, and nobody's going to agree on the same two methods. And that's this issue. That is exactly this issue. We all want our kids to be safe. We want safe schools. We want all that. Everybody wants that. But how you do that is obviously the difficult question.
So we need to go to the school board agenda. But what's next with what's the next up with that? They're going to have a forum, or there's a.
So we're we are going to survey the staff. We'll get that information back. We have 350 employees, and the board wants to know their opinion about that. So we're going to collect that information, talk about that in December at the work session.
Okay.
We talked about putting a public forum in December, but the board needs to go through the survey information. They also need to really finalize a policy that we're going to talk about. There's no sense having a public forum around a policy that isn't finished yet.
That's
because
right.
The policy may require, like we talked about, maybe we require psychological evaluation, maybe they don't. Well, whether you do or don't, that needs to be decided before you get public feedback, because otherwise we're giving feedback not based on the policy but probably more on emotion.
You have more questions than anything, yeah.
So the board's going to finish that up in December. We wanted to do a public forum in December, but unfortunately, when you look at our calendar in December, we have concerts almost every free night of the week.
Christmas,
unless you go
yeah.
to a Wednesday and... We try to stay away from Wednesday night. That's a church night in our community, and so we don't go there. Whether it's Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, which are about the only practical nights for us, Friday night we have ball games and things going on. And if you want to have an honest public forum where people can really make it there to give you feedback, you have to try to pick a night that you don't have there's not an elementary or middle school concert or a ball game going on. So the board said, let's finish our work in December, do a public forum in January, and that's the plan.
We're going to take a quick break. When we get back, we'll talk about the upcoming school board agenda. If you'd like to join the conversation with Cody School Superintendent Ray Schulte, give us a call, 587-1400. We'll be back with more Speak Your Peace right after these messages.
The Irma Hotel is preparing a royal Thanksgiving feast from 11:30 to 5 Thanksgiving Day. Enjoy the delicious buffet featuring the Irma's famous prime rib, roast turkey and dressing, and black oak ham at the carving, along with all your holiday favorites, sweet potatoes, mashed potatoes, green bean casserole, and oysters Rockefeller. And don't forget the best dessert table in town. Call today for Thanksgiving reservations. Special prices for seniors and children. Buffalo Bills, Irma Hotel, downtown Cody. Call 587-4221.
The winter winds are not far off, and Arrowhead RV has winter storage available. Safe, secure, just $35 a month. Plus, you'll receive a discount for multiple spots. Before you store your RV, get those needed repairs done now. You'll be ready to hit the road first thing next spring. Roof repair, siding replacement, solar panels, repack wheel bearings, and insurance work. Arrowhead RV, behind Garvin Motors in Powell, where the road ends and the adventure begins.
This is Brandon Douglas, Real Estate Loan Officer for First Bank of Wyoming. We are excited to offer competitive rates to those who are looking to purchase a new house or refinance their existing home. Stop in to see us in Powell or visit our other experienced lenders located in Cody and Lovell. We provide personal service that our customers have come to expect from their local bank. Your loan officer will be there every step of the way to answer questions and guide you through the lending process. Come in today and turn your dream of owning your own home into a reality. First Bank of Wyoming, where you are first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Triple L Sales in Cody is your year-round source for pipe fittings and fasteners. They carry grade 8, grade 5, and metric fasteners, plus Ritchie Livestock Waterers. Ritchie is proudly made in the USA. Fresh available water means healthy animals. Automatic water means time and energy savings for you. At Triple L Sales, their goal is to provide quality products for the best value. For your home, farm, or ranch, see Triple L Sales on Bighorn Avenue in Cody. Open weekdays 7:30 to 5.
Did you know that lung cancer is the leading cause of cancer death in the U.S.? West Park Hospital is offering discounted low-dose CT screenings to help prevent this serious life-threatening diagnosis. If you are financially unable to pay for the CT screening test, we can help cover your costs with the assistance of a grant provided by the Wheaton Cancer Detection Foundation. For more information, please call your primary care provider, or to set up an appointment with a primary care doctor, please call 578-2980, 578-2980.
Hey girl, have you done something new with your scales? Using new moisturizer? Nice. It really brings out the hazel in your eyes. Ooh, hold on. Are you using whitening strips too? Your fangs look good, girl. Really good.
A really charming snake charmer? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
Wait, what? Have you been doing Pilates too?
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
At the Home Depot, we take pros seriously, and we take care of business together. With the brand names pros trust, we'll set you up for success and put the best savings on the shelves, like the Makita Lithium Ion 7-Tool Cordless Kit, a special buy at $399, the lowest price of the year. Now's the time to load up and get everything you need for your next big job. Pro Black Friday, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Prices valid November 13th through 29th. Available in-store and online while supplies last.
We are back on Speak Your Peace. Thanks for staying with us. I'm Darren Dudrick, today visiting with Cody School Superintendent Ray Schulte. If you'd like to join the conversation, give us a call, 587-1400. So we talk about the upcoming school board meeting. When is that, Ray, and the time? And then we'll go by the agenda, I guess.
Well, Darren, I thank you for pointing out the date and the time, because it will be on a Monday.
That's right. Tim Foley said that on School Talk Thursday, I think. I remember. Yeah, okay.
We almost always do the November board meeting on a Monday night, just because we run into school board conference. And even though the conference school board convention is a different week this year, we left it on a Monday night. So we have a board meeting on Monday, November 20th, and we'll have probably have a 5:30 executive session, and then 6 o'clock is a regular meeting. I want to point out, we'll do some student recognition, All-State cross-country students, All-State football, a few of those. May have some other All-State students to recognize at that time. We will get an update from our student council, and we have an audit report. So every year, our district goes through a public audit, and it's not a small thing. It's actually pretty intense. Their auditors will come in two or three times for typically 4 to 5 days at a time, go through all the books, do all of that work. That we will have a report on that in the month of November, and so that's important. We have a facility update from our facility manager, Terry Gardenhire, and Mr. Gardenhire and I were talking last week. We have a combination of state security monies that were allocated a couple of years ago that we never we were going to spend some of that money and do some facility upgrade this summer, but for different reasons that didn't work out, and it's a little more complicated when you're dealing with the state on that. But we have it ready for next summer. We're going to go in, add some locked doors, change some of the entrances in a couple of the buildings. It's about $240,000 worth of work across the district, and it's 50% of the money, even more than 50% of the money is the security money that's already been budgeted a couple of years ago by the state of Wyoming, and then some of our major maintenance money. So that's an important project. We will be doing work at not all of the schools, but several of the schools. We'll be getting revisions to the locked entries. So we were talking about security in schools. That's one of the things we're doing. I mean, we've done several hundred thousand dollars worth of security upgrades in the last couple of years, and this will be more of that.
What particular schools are you think will be the focus of this?
Livingston and Cody Middle School are the two. You know, Sunset's new. It has a pretty pretty clean lockdown system. The high school, we need to do some work on the alternative high school side where we don't have the locked doors that we need. Livingston is just a little clunky in how people come into that building, and it's just not as you don't have good sight at the front door. You don't have a good a line of sight from the office.
The same with the middle school, right?
Right, yeah. And same with the middle school to see who's coming in and just to make it safer.
What about Eastside?
We have a little work to do there as well, but we have work to do there as well. But yeah, those would be probably the three schools that we will be working with. You know, we talked about the rural schools, and those, they have cameras, they have doors that lock. They're probably as secure as any at the moment as far as goes.
Okay.
And certainly they don't have the traffic going through there. So we have that going on. I did want to mention we are talking about adding a couple part-time positions. They'll both end up being at the high school, but just teach a class or two through the spring of this year. And those will be a one semester only, one time teach a class or two, couple classes, and then those positions won't be added back. But the reason I want to point that out, you and I talked last year, we eliminated 10 or 12 teaching positions. So the question is, why are we adding? Well, we had a late resignation that came last year about the 1st of July. We never were able to fill that spot. We didn't fill the position in August, and so that was just probably one more teaching position than we actually could handle. We eliminated 10 or 12 positions in April and May, built the schedules, did all that work, and then with that late resignation was a little was more than we could accommodate. So we're going to try to pick up a couple part-time people in January just to finish out the year. We're also looking at maybe a part-time nursing position, but that has become more and more of a challenge. You know, so many kids with asthma and different things, diabetes, and they have to have their blood sugar checked two or three times a day, and the asthma students have to take the meds and all that goes with all that, and they're all at every school and they all need to be checked at lunchtime, you know. So we have five different schools with we're not able to spread that out throughout the day. So we're gonna be talking about that. We're gonna be talking about bidding some services for the security projects that we were discussing. Talk about upgrading some lighting. So that's kind of what we have going on right now. We are looking at a project. I'm not sure where we'll go with this, but some of our facility projects, we have an elevator that quits working. You know, we haven't had people trapped in it yet, but every now and then it just doesn't work. And oh, so boy. There's a project we have to work on that's unfortunately not cheap, but that's what we have to do. Talking about maybe expanding some of the restrooms at the football field. I know that way too often track meets, soccer games, football games. We have sort of a very much undersized facility that we're looking at there. So, again, that's another project that it's so easy to spend it's so quick to spend $100,000 on some of those facility projects.
Is there anything regarding K-12 funding in the state that they're talking about that you can update us on that you've heard or anything?
You know, I can give you a little bit. So the Joint Education Committee will be meeting. I think they meet. We have a meeting tomorrow. I can't remember if it's JEC or the Select Committee on School Funding, and so they will. Both of those groups are meeting, And to me, it's kind of interesting. You have the Select Committee on School Finance. You have a group of state senators and state representatives that meet and talking about basically redoing recalibration and how they fund schools. And then you have the Joint Education Committee, which, again, a group from the House and the Senate that get together and deal with education topics, and they're both talking about the same topic. I mean, they're both – well, they have to. They're both talking about school funding. Not all the same topics, but so you have that going on, and then you have the Appropriation Committee that's overseeing, looking at, you know, they're obviously looking into it as well as they're building the budget. So that group meets tomorrow in Casper, and they will be they meet again in December, and then I think their final meeting will be in January. I think it's January 22nd and 23rd. So basically they're looking at putting a proposal in front of the legislature about changing school funding. And so you hear everything from maybe not making any changes to it, and maybe not change the funding model whatsoever, and see how the economy goes the next year or two, and maybe spend some of the reserve money to fund education if that's what's needed. And then you hear about cuts, whether it's $50 million or $100 million or $200 million. But, you know, we've cut about, depending on which numbers you read, it looks like there's about $80 million were cut from education in the last couple of years. But, you know, and all the state group, all state agencies had to do some, had to cut their budgets. So we're certainly not alone in that. I mean, university, community colleges have had to do that. State departments have had to do that. But, and I think so. They have made those cuts, and it's interesting. Mark Gordon, state treasurer, came out last week in a news release and talked about the state made $1.3 billion on their investments. So, I think he showed where there was $20 billion. In savings across the state for the state of Wyoming, which is interesting. I mean, that would tell me that there maybe is enough money in savings to spend a share just to see what happens to the economy. You know, the oil prices are higher today than they've been in a long, long time. So they do the Craig Report, which is the financial report for the state of Wyoming, and the latest Craig report showed that their earnings were the forecasted earnings, or the earnings were much greater than they forecasted. So I don't know how serious it will be or how much of a challenge it's going to be to balance a budget. Everybody understands that that's a goal, but I guess you have those rainy day funds. Do you use it, or do you make more cuts?
I'm assuming at this point, though, you guys are always going in, and you hate to say this, but expecting the worst, because you got to plan for the worst, because you just never know what's going
to
happen.
Well, we have to look at that. You know, last year, I've mentioned, we eliminated some positions, 10 or 12 positions, and we've eliminated probably 15 positions, maybe close to 20 over the last 4 or 5 years. And we're able to do that. And we did it without impacting the classroom a great deal. But we did impact some classrooms. We've had to share some staff, and it's not quite as convenient. You know, we share staff now. The Wapiti kids were here earlier. We eliminated a couple part-time positions there that are covered by shared staff, and it works, but it's not quite as it's not quite the same. But we eliminated classes at the middle school and the high school. We've eliminated some special positions at the elementary schools. So we've already done that. If we're asked to cut another percentage out of our budget, whether that's $500,000 or $1 million, which it very well could be, we're gonna be making more cuts, and that's, I guess that's what we end up doing. So
we got about 10 seconds left. Just to remind everybody, the school board meeting is Monday, this week from today, right?
Yeah, and Darren, we do have a special meeting tonight at 5 o'clock. But that is a student issue, so it'll be an executive session. And that's a special meeting on a student issue, and it's executive session. So that portion is not open to the public. But next Monday night, yes, we have our November board meeting.
Okay, so we'll see you Thursday for school talk.
You'll see Mr. Foley.
Oh, well, we'll see Mr. Foley. Well, you'll be here in spirit.
I'll be here in spirit.
Okay,
all right,
thanks,
thank
Ray.
You.
And that will do it for Speak Your Peace. Thanks for listening today. I'm Darren Dudrick. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Have a great day.
This has been Speak Your Peace with Darren Dudrick on 1400 AM, 96.7 FM KODI Cody, and 1140 AM KZMQ Grable.